Welcome or welcome back to the Honeycutt Awards podcast. My name's Emma, and the goal of this podcast is to get believers whole, well, and free emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, financially, and relationally through deliverance, ministry, and diving into God's word together in order to pursue a deeper, more personal relationship with Him and live a life that honors our Heavenly Father. Let's get free, whole, and well together. Welcome or welcome back to the Honeycutt Awards podcast. I'm your host, Emma, and today we will be continuing the series on the spirit of bitterness. This will be part two. Last week's episode, we went over some of the roots of bitterness, kind of the beginning stages. So like unforgiveness, resentment, retaliation, things like that. And today we will be continuing that list because it definitely does go on and it just continues to progress. And, you know, if we're in bitterness, cause us to just fall deeper and deeper into that sin and into that state in our hearts. But before we continue that, I just want to open us up in prayer. Lord, thank you so much for today, Father. Thank you for your wonderful love, God. We come into your presence boldly in the name of Jesus, Father, and we praise you for who you are, God. You are El Shaddai, El Elyon. You are wonderful and majestic, God. We love you. We love you. We love you. Lord, I ask that you would just soften the hearts, tune the ears, and remove the scales from the eyes of the people listening to this, Father, that they may see, hear, and know you for who you truly are, God. Thank you so much for today, Lord. I pray that you would lead and guide this episode, Father. Your will be done, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, let's go ahead and get into this. So the fourth root for bitterness is anger, and this is ungodly anger. James 1 verse 19 says, "Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger." Some say slow to wrath. The reason that we're supposed to be quick to hear is often because misunderstandings produce situations that really can be avoided, and it exhibits self-control. And in our anger, we can be quick to retaliate, and in doing so, really hurt others and ourselves. And Proverbs 29 verse 11 says, "A fool gives vent to his spirit, but a wise person holds it back." We're told to just rant, 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 just get it out and rant. And I do believe that there is a time and place to be able to say what's on your heart, say what you're thinking, say what you've been feeling, even if it's not correct, so that it's out in the open and you are able to do ministry and deliverance around it and separate the truth from not truth. But if we are not careful and we give full vent to our spirit, especially when we're in bitterness and in turn, you know, down the line, if we're angry, we can cause a lot of damage. When we aren't quick to hear and slow to speak, the result can be anger rising from both parties. Ecclesiastes 7 verse 9 says, "Be not quick in your spirit to become angry, for anger lodges in the hearts of fools." So when we participate in bitterness, we open the door to become angry quick, and anger that is not dealt with lodges in the heart, and it can be really difficult to deal with it because it feels kind of stuck there. Anger, wrath, and rage often can accompany one another. And when these are left unchecked, the enemy's ultimate goal is to lead us to hatred, violence, and murder, which is the opposite of God's love. And it also in the process harms us, which is exactly what Satan wants, because he comes to kill, steal, and destroy other people, the people around you, yourself, the work of your hands, your finances, your relationships, whatever it is. The enemy wants to do exactly the opposite of God. God wants to bless it. God wants to refine it. The enemy wants to destroy it and fill it with things that are going to harm it. As Christians, we are called to be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as Christ has forgiven you. This is so very important because when we're in bitterness, we're not able to be tenderhearted and forgiving. And that is something that we are not called to be doing as Christians, because it says very plainly here, as Christ has forgiven you. Christ forgave you, so you should be forgiving others. That is so incredibly, incredibly important. The fifth root is wrath. Wrath, according to the dictionary, is an extreme form of anger. We see that when bitterness is left unchecked, it slowly grows into something more violent and hateful. According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, it is a strong, vengeful anger or indignation. The sixth root is rage. Rage is a violent and uncontrollable form of wrath. It causes people to do things they wouldn't normally do and seeks vengeance. Never are we supposed to seek vengeance. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. God takes vengeance. God has just judgment. Only God is able to step into that. And when we do, that opens the door for the enemy to come in like an absolute roaring flood. I mean, at this point, he's already come in like a roaring flood. But this can really do some serious damage. The seventh root is hatred. Hatred causes thoughts and imaginations of eliminating. It despises, which means to regard as negligible, worthless, and distasteful. 1 John 3, verse 15 says, "Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him." The Bible makes it clear that if we hate someone, we do not have eternal life in us. I want you to sit and think about that. Hatred is the exact opposite of God's love. This also goes for our private life. If we hate someone privately and our thoughts don't align with Christ, we are just as guilty of hating openly. Again, hatred causes the imagination to think of eliminating said person, which is why it makes us a murderer in our hearts. So I have my own very difficult experience with hate because when I, as a child, I had an instance that happened and it was very traumatic and I stepped into a lot of hate and self-hate, but a lot of hate because I was so angry at this person for causing pain, and even the kind of pain that they caused was just honestly horrible. And I had stepped into hate for years. And then the Lord brought me my current mentor, who is my pastor, and introduced me to ministry and deliverance. And I mean, we got to the root of that, like that hate that I was feeling and just all the things that accompanied it. The enemy had an open door in my life, which is why I was experiencing a lot of the things that I was experiencing. And once we had dealt with that, I felt so free and light. And I didn't have this constant weight on my shoulders because I was carrying around this burden of hate. Proverbs 26, verse 24 through 26 says, "Whoever hates disguises himself with his lips and harbors deceit in his heart. When he speaks graciously, believe him not, for there are seven abominations in his heart." And that's kind of where we get the seven strong men. You see, those strong men accompany one another. So where there is bitterness, most of the time there are these other strong men accompanying it. The eighth root is violence. Violence isn't just physically abusive actions. It can be spiritual, emotional, verbal, mental. Screaming, yelling, kicking, slapping, hitting, using force, violent thoughts and imaginations are all form of violence. It is a lack of self-control, a desire to get the point across or pay back with force, and to be seen, heard, and understood by punishing others. Galatians 6 verse 1 tells us, "Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted." The ninth and final root is murder. So this is the final stage in a sense. It's the most aggressive, the most violent. Murder is the taking of another person's life. It is judgment at its finest. It says you don't deserve to live because of X, Y, and Z. This is what you deserve. Romans 12 verse 19 says, "Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine. I will repay,' says the Lord." When we take this into our own hands, it is our way of playing God. It is demonic in the strongest sense. Murder is the harshest form. murder in the heart is also very real. If we hate our brothers and sisters, God clearly states that we do not have eternal life abiding in us. Physically murdering is just the physical acting out of the condition of the heart. That is a salvation issue. A lot of people don't want to hear that. But when we are, like, we hate someone and we have stepped into hate, we completely come out of line with God's word. Completely coming out of line with who God is and with love. This is a huge issue. This is a huge issue that we as Christians need to be dealing with. Bitterness left unchecked can lead us into things that are irreversible. They can lead us into spaces that are horribly miserable and tormenting because the enemy is given legal right to come in and steal, kill, and destroy. Bitterness is not something that we can justify ever. It is not ever something that God will allow us to justify because it comes out of alignment with who he is and what he has called us to do. That is all for today's podcast episode. Next week, we will be going into the consequences of remaining bitter and how to get free from bitterness. This one is really, really important to listen to. Make sure you guys do not miss out on it. It will be coming out next Saturday at 9 a.m. That is the plan. If anything changes with the timing and the date, I will update on the social media page on stories. You can find it at Honey Coated Words on Instagram. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am so incredibly grateful for everyone who listened to this. I pray blessings and healing and peace over you in Jesus' name. Have a blessed day.